Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
Father, thank you for the blessing that you give to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The right reasons for full-time ministry. Number one, enter full-time ministry because you love God. Amen. These are the correct reasons. The reasons why you should be in full-time ministry. Amen. Now, when you love God, there is nothing you wouldn't do for Him. Is that not so? When you love God, there is nothing you wouldn't do for Him. So, when you love somebody, all right, one of the things you find out is that you want to go all out. Now, what is marriage? What is marriage? Marriage is like full-time ministry. Isn't it? Or you don't think so? Yeah. Marriage is like full-time ministry. What does that mean? What it means is that if you love somebody, right, and you love the person all the way, are you with me? Hey, I want to marry you, man, so that I'm full time with you. Is it not true? So the point is that when you don't really love somebody so much, you know, one of the ways you can really tell if somebody loves you is if the person will marry you. If the person has a chance to marry you, but wouldn't marry you. You realize that, I love you, but you know, there are certain things that I don't want to really talk about. Or I don't want to say. So if somebody ever tells you, or lets you know that I would marry you, it's a kind of all-out love. Or you don't understand what I'm talking about. Have they opened the Kelly Welly Center? They've not opened the Kelly Welly Center? When are you opening the Kelly Welly Center? Please open it so we can enjoy it. How many want to enjoy Kelly Welly at Revival at 7? Yeah. We command that it be opened in Jesus' name. Whoever the powers are that are you part of the powers opening the Kelly Welly Center? We want a Kelly Welly Center. When is it going to be open? You don't know? Soon? Soon and very soon. We can't wait, man. Yeah. Uncountable ones. There'll be two countables and uncountables. Non-counted and countables. All right? Now, if I say I love you, but I don't want to marry you. What do you think about that?
It's not full time.
It's different. It's not full time. Like full time is like all out. So when you see people who are like hovering around each other, I could marry you, but I'm not marrying you. I could marry you, but I'm not marrying you. I could choose you, but I'm not choosing you. I could decide. I don't mind what? I don't mind eating with you, but I don't want to marry you. I'm sort of flying around you, nearby, on the side, up and down. But I don't want to marry you. I don't want it full time. What do you think about that? That ain't right. Love that is not full time. Lay marriage. Lay marriage and lay love. Lay love. It's true. Lay love. It's interesting. And I find that as time goes by, I find that people who don't want to go all out with God don't really love Him to a certain extent. That's what I find. Yeah. They love Him, but you know, and you can understand. One time I saw a brother and there were like five sisters around him. And he was like a very eligible bachelor. And like a lot of sisters wanted to marry this brother. And this brother, for some reason, these sisters were the most eligible sisters within striking distance of the brother. But he never struck. No, he didn't strike. Because it was a lay love. He loved them because they were his Christian sisters. But he loved them only up to this point. But they didn't want to go all out. So the sisters were looking longingly at him as he hovered around them like a human helicopter. He used to go up and down and to the front, a bit to the back, sideways, you know. Have you seen Rambo moving around with a helicopter? Same thing. Within striking distance, but will never strike. And he never struck. Yeah. It was like he showed them great love. Because of course, this was a pastor. Showed them the pastoral love, kindness love, sharing the word love, visitation love, supernatural love. But I don't want to marry you. I don't want you there full time. I want you to see you sometimes. I want to see you in church. Tuesdays and Sundays. I don't want to see you all the time. This is the difference between full-time ministry and lay ministry. Lay ministry, you know something? This church business, I can handle it twice a week. So like you, when I see you, I can handle your presence twice a week. You know, in my book, The Beauty and the Pastor and the Beast, there's one of the chapters that I wrote about something we call NCPs. The negativity of continuous presence. Yes, the NCPs that come to people as they experience marriage. The negativity of the continuous presence. Yeah. NCPs, they are there. Yes. Yes, NCPs. Negativity of the continuous presence. So the lay person walks around the love and says, you know something? I don't want the negativity of your continuous presence of this church God work this God thing and church thing too much. It's going to be an NCP for me. It's going to be an NCP for me. I don't want it. A negativity of continuous presence. Your presence is negative at a point. So too much church. Too long church. And too often. Every day. You mean when I wake up on Monday, it's going to be the same thing again? You mean after Sunday, it's going to continue on Tuesday and Wednesday, everything is about church? No. Let's restrict it and confine it to Saturdays, Sundays, and then Wednesdays. Same thing. A brother sees you in church. He looks at you and says, oh, you're looking nice. Wow. Oh, how are you, my dear? Oh, are you okay? You look tired. Wow. It's very nice. Gentle. Would you like some kebab? You look a little faint. Can I get you some Kelly Willie from the Kelly Willie Center? Are you alright? I think it's the weather. Okay, I'll see you after church. Bye. Oh, hi. Oh, you need a lift? Oh, I would have given you a lift, but my car is full. You know, I don't even want you to come in my car. Oh, you're in the choir. I'm also in the choir. Oh, wow. You sing it treble and bass. I'll see you on Saturday, okay? I'll see you on Sunday.
Got you.
See you on Tuesday. Porch and altar on Wednesday. But I don't want to take you home with me. I'll marry you and I'll take you home. For an NCP? For an NCP? A negativity of continuous presence? No way. God forbid. I need you on Tuesdays. Wednesdays. But not continuous. This is what I can tolerate. I don't want to swear. When you get to heaven, this is what I'm saying. You will see. God will say it.
Yes.
I was too much of a bother, right? For you to take me on full time, right? Like you thought I was a negative. I was a negative. No. Negativity of continuous presence. You didn't want my presence continuously in your life. You wanted to limit it to Sundays and Tuesdays. So full-time ministry is something we enter because of our great love for someone. One day. A sister came near to a brother. Yeah. Like when I say near, like I mean close in terms of distance. Striking distance again. And the brother told me, even though this one is right in striking distance, never. But she didn't know. But the flow of the brother. Very nice. If you see the brother flowing with us, oh, are you all right? Everything okay? No problems at all? Okay. Very A1istic. Superior A1istic. But he told me, he said, me, I should marry this one. Never. Negativity of continuous presence, I cannot tolerate it. He said, I will receive gaps. If you read the book Beauty and the Beast, you see this formula, gaps. He said, I'll receive gaps. You know what that's gaps? Go and check the book. Grudging average performances. GAPS, gaps, grudging
average performances. It's average, and it's grudging. It's giving grudging. So you see, there are a lot of pastors and people hovering around God and the ministry. Around, I don't want to come too near. I want to be near. I want to be around on Sunday. I really love the ministry. Not too close. Not continuous. Just a little. And then I need some me time.
Hey.
I need space. So Jesus asked Peter in John 21. He said, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" Is the only reason and the good reason for ministry is, do you love me? Yeah. And it's the best reason for getting married to somebody. Do you love me? Yeah.
One day,
I saw a certain brother, and he came near to a certain sister. And he proposed to her. I was told that, oh, this brother is going to marry this. He didn't come to ask me or anything. It was just. But it's not only me that it occurred to. How many realize that sometimes the same things occur to other people too? Like the thoughts in your head occur to other people, like, only that they are not saying it. Like we're all thinking the same. It occurred to me that, is this brother marrying this sister because of papers? Because she had a different passport. Yeah. I can't lie to you that it didn't occur to me. So, you see, there are different reasons for the same thing. Yes. The same marriage, but one is maybe for passport, but it occur to you. Some is for love. Some for other reasons. But the best reason is love. I love you, so I want to marry you. Wow. I love you, Jesus. I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are. O'Malley, you be careful with these songs. You know, some of the songs, we shouldn't sing them. Because they are lies from beginning to end. Like, thou shalt not lie. And we are bearing false witness throughout the service. I don't want to worship from the bank. But really, you want to worship from the bank? Dwelling daily in your presence. Amazing. So, brothers and sisters, the first and best reason for full-time ministry is, Lord, I love you. I like your house. I like your house. There's a song like that. You don't love me anymore, isn't it? How do you sing that song, man? Oh.
Don't obey him anymore.
No, no, no.
You don't love him. If you loved him,
you don't love the house of God.
Sing it, girl.
Mm-mm. 'Cause I don't see you. No, no, no. At the meetings. Mm. Oh, no.
So love. Love is the main thing. John 12, 21, 15. Simon, you love me? He said, yes, Lord. I know you love me. I know I love you. Then he said, then shepherd my sheep. In other words, prove your love by doing my work. Yeah, but I don't want to do it for long. You know, I want to do it just on weekends. I want to do it just, you know, when I have time. No, Lord, you know, I'm a very busy person. You know, Lord, you are lucky that I'm around. Because you know, my family is like a posh family. You know, we are like, you know, we're international. We've been all over the world. Wow. And I'm just humbling myself to be around. I sort of mix with the crowd. I just want to like flow around. Wow. Tell you are great too. So loving the Lord, very, very important. Let us love the Lord. And that will make you want to be in full-time ministry. I don't know of any other reason why I'm here, apart from loving the Lord. Number two, enter in the full-time ministry because you fear the Lord. Fear. It's a good reason. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. He said, if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Amen. So, Paul said, Charlie, there will be a big problem if I don't preach, if I don't do this work. That is a good reason. Fear. Fear of judgment. Fear for your life is a good reason. So you must give yourself to the Lord and to the fear of God. Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, I'm older than I was when I preach messages like others. All out. Why are you not a missionary? It must be 10 years ago. I believe it more than I believed it then. More. More. I can't lie to you. It's only that maybe certain occasions may not be the appropriate occasion to speak about these things. But as we get older, and as you see time going by and lives changing, and all the people are getting basically something to eat, something to drink, and that's all. I ask myself, what am I here for? It is better that I serve the Lord. And I want to serve Him till I die. Yes. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. So, you see, that's why people can resign suddenly and go. They can just come up and give you a letter. Oh, I've resigned from your organization. Bye-bye. Because you are in the ministry. The fear of God is not deep. That's why you just get so, sorry, whatever. That's why people don't fear God. If you fear God, you fear that you will die if you don't serve Him. That is the fear you must have. God, Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the God. It's not a job. Look, I'm the best job getter for you. If you really need a job, see me. I'll get a job for you. Ministry is not an alternative job. It's something you are doing because you are afraid. Yeah. If it's not, I don't know why. You see, Paul says something. He said that if we have hope only in this life, we are of all men most miserable. It's like, if it's only looking at this world from the earthly perspective, then it is a stupid thing we are doing. Because from the earthly perspective, it's interesting. What are you doing? What are you doing here? What are you doing? From the earthly perspective, it's miserable. It doesn't make sense. I'm a doctor. I should have pursued. I should have become this and that and done this and become that. Done research. Do you think I couldn't do research? What do you think? I would have been in a laboratory. I would have been doing things, discovering it. By now you see that I'd even be a famous scientist. Discovered this and discovered some new things. Oh, what are you talking about? Huh? But that is from the earthly perspective. You know, Einstein, he discovered that E is equal to MC squared. And I know the art students will be confused by now. M is what? Mass. C is what? Speed of light squared. that formula he discovered. You see, people have things that they discover. And they write them down. Minus B plus or minus square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. Somebody has discovered that it's equal to X. I know the art students are no more here. We'll come back to Earth, don't worry. Somebody discovered it. I could have also discovered something. Now, what Einstein discovered E is equal to MC squared. They took it. He didn't do it, but they took it. And they used it to develop the atomic bomb against his wishes. He was against it. In fact, he was so opposed to this thing that they began to spy on him. And he was put under surveillance at a point. Because he was against all the atomic things they were doing. And they were using his formula. Cry. If I've led people to Christ, I've achieved more than killing millions of people with nuclear, which are going to be used more in the coming few, in the coming years. They will use and release nuclear bomb after nuclear bomb. This one will release, this one will release, this one will release, until they are used to using just like how they use normal bombs. You watch and see. You can write it. So you're taking this city, we bomb that city, we bomb this city, we bomb that city, like that. That's how they, now one bomb can wipe out this whole church and this whole area, but they will have bombs. There are bombs that they can drop and it goes underground. There are bombs that drop, when they hit the ground, they start going down. Those were the ones they used to catch, look for Osama bin Laden in the caves, underground caves of Afghanistan. It goes and then penetrates the rocks and goes under to find people under. Who are hiding under the ground. Yes. It doesn't land to explode. It lands to travel through the earth. Yes. It's like a mobile drilling machine. Are you there? I fear lest when I see my Savior, I should get a slap. You see, people don't know the bad they are doing. Many people who are doing a lot of bad by not serving God, they don't know. Look at Revelation chapter 18, the last verse. The last verse. Beautiful. In her, a certain woman was found the blood of prophets, of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. The other day I was driving through a cemetery and I was looking at rows and rows of dead people, past, gone, forgotten. And I was thinking, who caused this? But the Bible says in this chapter verse that a certain woman, in her was found the blood. You see, in ministry, if my wife had not allowed me to be in the ministry, in her would have been found the blood of all the Lighthouse people, all the UD, first lovers, everybody who's all the converts and the crusade in here, one person would have been found the blood of all the bishops who have been made bishops, prophets, the saints, and all that were slain on there. People don't know the responsibility of what they are doing. Yes. Yeah. People are not afraid. When people are peppering their husbands in the house and people are fighting the ministry and manipulating and swerving and doing things to block people from serving God. Sometimes maybe your mother, your father, your somebody who you even respect is blocking you. And all the people that would have believed your ministry. Come on.
It says in her was found the blood of the prophets, the bishops, the saints, and that was slain in her.
You see, whenever there's a murder investigation, they are looking for the murder weapon and they are looking for the blood. And that blood is the evidence. When they say, oh, we found blood on your hand, we found blood in the car, we found blood in the house, we found blood here. Whose blood and whose blood? Your blood was found there. So that once your blood is found there, it's you. It means it's you. It's amazing that before they had DNA and all that, they have written Revelation 18. In her was found the blood. And no trace, it is you. And this can be said of Eve. Yes. This can be said of Eve. That in her. Because that's the question that God asked. What is this you have done? You see, but sometimes when a woman is doing something, it's veiled. Veiled. It's like underground. So you can't see what the person is actually doing. It's doing something to you. But you are not seeing what he's doing. Are you still around? People who don't go to the ministry God has called you, I tell you, you may be surprised at the rows of people, rows of dead people whose blood will be required at your hand because you didn't fear God. And don't fear the reality of you not obeying. You know, I sent a young man. And it made me believe that God has called him. I sent him to a town in Uganda, in the north of Uganda. And he went and started a small fellowship. Everything starts small. The kingdom of God is small things, if you don't know. But he sent me a message. And he said, you know, he was thinking of what would have happened to these people if he had not come there. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm sure just a few people. But you see, those are the few people. When you see a soul, you have a value for a soul, a small boy, a small girl, little children. It's showing you that you are understanding the call of God. Charlie, a lot of people are perishing because of one person. One person who doesn't do what he's supposed to do. You think you will get a reward. I tell you. All those who oppose God, who oppose God's call, who belittle ministry, who trivialize it, minimize it, make it as rubbish, reduce its value, speak derogatory words over it. You wait and see. Blood, look at it, Revelation. It says, in her was found the blood of prophets and saints. All that were slain on the earth. Blood, I tell you, dead people. You know, I can't forget that picture because I was at a funeral, you know, a few days ago. So I was working, I was driving, but the picture stayed in my mind. Rows upon 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 rows, rows of dead people. A reason for going into all out full time ministry is fear. Fear of God. Fear of the God whom you will stand before. I said to these people's marriages, spoiling people's ministry. You see, you preach to them when they go to the house, what they hear in the house and their face, their attitude, the different things you hear, you see that the person cannot flow. You know, one day I had a meeting with some pastors. I said, all those with difficult marriages, come and sit on this side, the left side. We were not many, like about 30. All those with difficult marriages, sit here. And all those with okay marriages. Well, I mean, the maximum you can get. I mean, like, it's working. Normal. Home, there's peace. All those with difficult man, all of them, their churches were not working. Yeah. You see, it has an effect. Now, when you are fighting on the left, let's say somebody is boxing. The two of us are boxing. and one of you have discovered that there is a lizard in your inside of your trousers. Do you understand? And you are boxing. Your leg will be moving like this as you feel the lizard is moving. It will affect your blows. Even though you can't see the lizard. You are fighting two things. And one is hidden. Nobody can see it. That's why people can't do well. For hidden secret reasons, veiled reasons. You see, it sounds sometimes when I'm preaching, it sounds like I'm joking or there's a funny something going on. So, yeah, within striking distance of five girls, he didn't say anything and so on. You can't imagine the offense. You know, there are many times I've had to control myself when I look at people. I say, you don't trust me and you don't trust God. I just control myself so that my heart is pure. I don't have any hurt. And look, I say, you don't trust. And sometimes you see that these small girls who trust, they will be giving themselves to come. Small girls, you see them. Amazing. For me, from the time that God called me, I've been in full-time ministry in secondary school. All out. I love him. And I fear him. I'm afraid. You know, when I was 50 years old, even the thought of a party sounded so strange to me. What party? I wanted to go and see God. Say, thank you. I thought you would kill me by now. I've always thought that God would have killed me a long time ago. You people, you don't know God. I thought he would have killed me long time. He told Kenneth, he said, if I have not appeared to you, you will not have lived beyond the age of 55. No, you never reach 55. If I have not appeared to you in this vision. You can read it, I Believe in Visions. If you like, go to I Believe in Visions and type in, if you have it in an ebook, type in the number 55 or the in letters 55. You come exactly to that page. You see that it tells you, you never reach 55. I thought he would have killed me long time. Like a rabbit that he doesn't need. You don't know God. He's kind. But we are nothing. I don't know if you don't know that you are nothing. Turn to Mr. Something and introduce yourself. Mr. Something, I hear you are here. Mr. Something, I hear you are. I hear you are here. You are the Mr. Something around. Did he come? Mr. Something? He's outside. I don't know why you don't think God will have just wiped you out already by now. Look at it. In her was found the blood of prophets. One person. Senior men of God. So it means that all the senior men of God whom I would have appointed, it's like they may not, you know, their life may not amount to that, or they may never become that. From one person. And it's a hair. Yeah. It's a hell. I mean, check whether my name is there. Anybody who sees my name, stand up and confirm whether you see my name. Put a scripture there. You see my name?
Not at all.
Check. One.
It's a hair.
Do you see my name?
Not at all. No. Your name is not there.
My name?
No.
Your name?
No.
Who is the hair? Who is the hair? You don't know who it is. Pray. But in hair was found the blood of a lot of people. A lot of people on their death and the conclusion of their lives and the catastrophic failure of their lives and ministry to that particular woman. I think we've done enough for tonight. Yeah. Number three. Enter full-time ministry to fulfill your calling. And I'm just preaching from my book, The Art of Ministry. It is in the book. The Art of Ministry. Chapter 21. Those of you who don't read, I'm reading it to you. Make foolproof. Do we have a song like that about making foolproof of your ministry? Fulfill your ministry. We don't have a song like that, but we have a book. 2 Timothy 4:5. Make foolproof of thy ministry. Amen. Leave nothing undone. Today's Living Bible. Leave nothing undone. Amen. Now, if I ask you to make chicken stew, do you like chicken stew? And what is it going to go with? Chicken stew? Rice. Rice and chicken stew. Don't feel hungry. Just hear the word. Fufu and chicken stew, please. Chicken stew and rice. And you need to do the chicken stew and rice by tomorrow evening. We are going to have 5,000 people to eat the chicken stew and rice by tomorrow 5 o'clock, or you are dead. What will you do? You go to bed tonight. You wake up. Matron, tell us, chicken stew and rice for 5,000 people by tomorrow 5, or you are dead. You wouldn't sleep tonight. Tell us, the matron is here. Yes?
I'll be washing the chicken and seasoning it.
Seasoning?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
And we have 5,000 coming tomorrow.
Yeah, 5,000 is deep.
Do you have even time for seasoning?
You have time for seasoning.
You have time for seasoning.
Yeah. If you season it well enough, you don't need too many days. To
cook them, all the chicken stews.
Yeah.
Rice for 5,000 people.
It's a lot, but it's hard work, but it can be done.
Yeah. But you wouldn't sleep tonight?
No, not at all. And I'll have a lot of people helping.
You have to have a lot of people helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many would like to help to make the chicken stew and rice? Now, when you see the enormity of the task, do you understand English of enormity? Science students even can understand this one. Enormity of the task. You cannot afford to not do it all the time from this moment. All the time. You see, full time means all the time. You can't say, oh, tomorrow around 3:34, we can boil some rice and put one or two things together. Because you don't understand the enormity of the task. That's why you are waiting till tomorrow. So, oh, we start around lunchtime. We should be okay. You don't know how to cook. You are just like me. Yes. So when you see the 7 billion souls waiting in this on this planet, a huge number of them unreachable, governed by nations, by religions which do not allow, militant religions, which do not want or permit people. I mean, Bonke was in Sudan the second time, and he had a letter: if you come to preach here, we will shoot you, signed Osama bin Laden. And that was 4 months before September 11. Signed by Osama bin Laden. We will shoot you. Sudan. Places where they do not allow. And you have even the places that allow. There's nobody to do. Put on a map of Mozambique, please. Put on a map of Mozambique. Put on a map of Mozambique. Find it quickly. Amazing. And you see somebody say, you know, later on, if there's something to do, we can see you later if there's something to do. If there is something. You know, it's almost reeks of insanity. It's like the person doesn't seem to be appreciating the realities on the ground. And that is how Christians are. A lot of Christians are like, you know, Derek Prince said something about the Holy Spirit. He said there are two types of people that receive the Holy Spirit. One type of person, one group, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they use the Holy Spirit to form bless me clubs. And these little bless me clubs are called churches where they come together and be blessed, receive some knowledge from some new knowledge, understanding. Okay, beautiful, wonderful, bless me more, bless me. And another group receive the Holy Spirit and do what the Holy Spirit has been given to go out to be a witness to the whole world. Two groups. Another two groups of churches. Bless me club churches and churches which know what the Holy Spirit is for, what anointing is for. Bless me clubs. The world is littered with bless me clubs. Having marriage seminars, how to bring up children seminars, business seminars, everything about your life. And there, the world is going to hell with people dying every day, not knowing their left from their right. Beautiful. Let me show you. Can you make it a little bit clearer? No problem. Can you all see? Oh, I need a long stick. Because when I go nearer, this is Maputo, this is the capital. Yeah, a mic stand. This is Maputo. And this is what? Shai Shai. We went to Maputo. We went to Shai Shai. And I cannot see the places. Where's Nyambani? Yeah, here. So we went to Nyambani. I mean, you drive for 8 hours, 10 hours. It's like going to Tamale or Burkina. That is here. Look at Mozambique. This is Mozambique. From here to here. That's Mozambique. And we were driving and driving and driving from here. We stayed here. We had a crusade, Shashai. And this is the furthest we went up here. But all here is here. Beira. Tete. Pemba. Nampula. And all this side. This side is near Zimbabwe. All these places are full of people. Oh, there's nothing. Nobody. No
Nobody know crusade. It's Mozambique is a country. Every Friday is Diom. The day of men. Every man is released to go out of his house to any woman that he wants to. Dia Diom. Dia Diom. Yeah, every Friday. You don't have to come home on Fridays. Go wherever you want. Are there some Mozambicans here? Come here. Come here, one of you, a couple of you. Who is this? Where is Anio? Anio is not here. Is it true?
Yeah, it's very true. Some of the people, their life, which is not a good life. Well, they come to crusade. Some of them, they come in Mashish. They came with their girlfriend, with the beard.
No, just speak.
Sorry, 1, 2. As if they are going to the nightclubs.
Yes, come. They are going to nightclubs. When we had the crusade, they thought it was a party. They came with girlfriends, drinking, beer, everything to the crusade ground.
Yeah.
Dr. Go, you remember? Nyambani.
Nyambani, yes. Where Reverend Dune is.
Yes. What is Dia Diom? Is it true what I was saying?
It's true, it's true.
Speak it. Tell the people.
Normally, when it's Friday, it's like you are free to enjoy yourself as long as you are a man. Married or not. Huh? If you are married, it's like, as long as you're not a Christian, you can go anywhere from Friday and come back on Monday. Sometimes, it's normal to find a man who is married and you stay like two houses. That is a higher level of it. It's like you can go for 2 or 3 weeks, one house, and then you come to another house. That I even saw it clearly.
So were you practicing Dian Diom?
I was practicing it fully. From Friday to Monday, it's like Monday is a resting day. So from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is when you come back. So it's a
small boy like you.
A small boy like me. It's a commonest thing to see there. Even funerals, they use it as a party type. If they hear there's a funeral, that's it. We are going there. It's our day from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's all. And most of the parties in Mozambique, they are done from Friday to Sunday. So it's and there are not many churches. There are not many churches in most of this place that Bishop was showing. So you can we it's common to see it. It's common. It's common. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, if we are to fulfill the call of God, but we don't want to go that far. We don't want to go that far. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Hey, Marble. So you can be sure that the 5,000 people are not going to get any food tomorrow because of the attitude of the people who are preparing the food. They are not going to be ready. So, we'll do it later. And finally, full-time ministry to finish your work. Amen. Finishing of the work. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, you know, as I preach this, I feel depressed. Yeah. It's like people don't love the Lord. That's how I feel. It's not funny. People don't love the Lord. They don't fear God. Don't take it serious. It's just something we are saying. People don't really want to serve God. They just want to be in the Bless Me Club. Come here, Jeff. Where did I tell you to go?
That you sent me to Tahiti.
Tahiti. How many people are there?
Close to 200,000.
200,000 people. It's an island. They don't know their left from their right. And we don't care about anything. Oh, yeah. I honor missionaries who give themselves to try. That's why I went for the funeral of a young missionary, Richard. I honor him because he tried. Yeah, he did his best. He tried. Yeah. Force himself into the thing. A lot of bless me club people, there are plenty. You can sing songs to them, do this to them. They'll be looking at you. You know what is pachuno? And they don't really understand what you are talking about. Sit down. Stand up. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for calling us. Lord, I'm so sorry about the response. It has been so bad to the call of God. Have mercy on us. Forgive us, for we didn't go far. We didn't go as far as we could have gone. We didn't want to go anywhere where there was danger. Have mercy, Jesus. I pray that you raise up a new breed of men and women who will try to do something for you. People who will try hard to reach the lost and to do whatever we can do for you. Thank you for this new breed of people who want to serve you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Give us another chance, we pray. We ask for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Close your eyes for a moment. If you are here, you want to be born again, give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you, but you want to give your life to Jesus. Raise up your right hand, and I'm going to pray with you. I want to give my life to Jesus. Just lift it up high like this. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand up high, come to me in the front here. Don't clap, don't clap. Want to give your life to Jesus? Come. Come, 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 come. Come to the front. I want to pray with you.
Today, come on to Jesus, let him have his way. Whoa. Come on to Jesus, give him your life, give him your life today.
Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. I'm sorry for my wicked ways. Have mercy on me. Please write my name in the book of life. I ask it. I pray about it. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.